Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. WA's COVID hospitalisation rate has increased by 20 to 314, with 11 of them in intensive care. There are 12,266 new infections, with the number of active cases now close to 89,000. Calls are continuing for some restrictions to return, but Premier Mark McGowan says those are not needed at the moment.
We will monitor. We haven't ruled out bringing in further restrictions, but we're very reluctant to do so, but we'll continue to monitor.
WA's biggest disability service provider is closing its large-scale industrial work sites across the state. The Active Foundation will shut down 7 sites in stages starting in July, and it'll affect hundreds of employees. Floral tributes are being left by the roadside in North Queensland, where cricket legend Andrew Symonds died on Saturday night. Police are still investigating the cause of the car crash. Former teammate Justin Langer says friends and former colleagues are feeling numb.
It's been an incredibly sad period in Australian cricket. This one's rocked us all the brothers in Australian cricket. This has really rocked us because he was so real. He was such an incredible person, an elite athlete. This is a very, very, very sad one.
The RAC is urging drivers to ditch distractions and think about the impact of road trauma. A survey has found risky habits are more common while behind the wheel, including the use of a phone. In sport, West Coast's Liam Ryan has been offered a one-match ban for engaging in rough conduct against Melbourne. Jeremy McGovern has been handed a $1,000 fine for misconduct, while the Demons' Cade Chandler is facing a two-match suspension for rough conduct. And Fremantle's Bailey Banfield admits it was a frustrating loss against the Gold Coast Suns yesterday.
We'll keep looking to improve and review the parts of our game plan that maybe we needed to adjust or weren't good enough on the weekend. And that'll be the biggest learning from the weekend.
Listener.